With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. It hasn't been without its challenges, but cherry growers are experiencing a pretty successful harvest so far this year. Northwest Cherry Growers President B.J. Thurlby says the first month or so looks to be on track for meeting estimates.
Here we are today. It's been a nice run up through the middle of July. We've shipped about 18.6 million boxes through today. You know, and the estimate that we put on this year is about 22 million. So we're not going to have any problem, I don't think, hitting our estimate if the weather holds.
As far as weather goes, Thurlby says they couldn't ask for better.
And so far, weather has really been spectacular. I mean, I can't remember in the last 5 or 6 years better growing conditions where we didn't have some areas, you know, that were already over 105 degrees every day. It's just kind of been the way it's been. And so this year, we've been kind of floating around the mid-80s. Well, it's very warm. It's not too warm. It's really perfect cherry growing conditions. So we've been very blessed on that front.
And Thurlby says we just continue to ship.
I think we've got another 4 or 5 million boxes to go, but demand still remains, I think, strong enough to pull the fruit that we have left to pick and to sell through the market. So I'm just feeling very bullish about the back end of our cherry business.
Sounds like so far Thurlby is pretty pleased.
The first month and a half has been very well received by both the trade and consumers. So, you know, I'm actually very happy today.
Thurlby says the domestic market this year has been outstanding, especially in the eastern U.S., where the weather has been very hot. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, tell us about earwigs.
Well, just mentioning earwigs, most of you had a little shiver. European earwigs were first found in Seattle in 1907. If you're a master gardener, earwigs are the enemy. If you're a fruit grower, earwigs might be a friend.
A friend, huh? But aren't earwigs found in apples when clustered together? Aren't they just feeding on the apples?
But earwigs could also be feeding on aphids and other orchard pests. Rick Hilton down in Medford, Oregon, and now Dr. Robert Orpitt from WSU are proving that earwigs can be an underappreciated predator.
Now, before I totally change my mind about earwigs, I need more.
In a recently published article, Orpitt found that where earwigs are present in the orchard, there were less woolly apple aphid colonies. He even dissected earwig stomachs and found aphids.
Yeah, maybe they don't bug me as much as I thought. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.